I remember most things. That's one of the wonderful things about Asperger's syndrome, is the memory. And I think for me it was a relief to be diagnosed, because I always knew I was different. I always say to Celine that I don't feel human, and I never have. And when I realised that this is what I had, that was like having my eyes opened. It's not knowing why other people behave the way they do, not knowing how they think, trying to fit in and not succeeding. Not just not succeeding, but being seen as a complete weirdo. Working in IT is a very logical field. It's a very methodical field. You can absorb yourself in your job, and you don't have to worry about other people too much.
One of the difficulties was to really understand how it worked, that his brain was really different, that he didn't think the way I thought. Sam finds it really difficult to understand his own emotions, so let alone other people's emotions.
I often tell Celine that my thoughts are like a big bowl of spaghetti. Everything's tangled up. And that creates difficulties, because if I'm upset about something and she's trying her best to encourage me to talk about it, because you know that for me to talk about it's going to help me, but often I'd say I don't want to talk about it, and it's not that I don't trust her, it's not that I don't want to talk about it with her, it's just that I don't know how. I don't know how to get into the tangle.
People with Asperger's, their brain is just different, that there is this overload of information, that they don't get people's emotions, they don't get, if you make a joke, they won't always get it.
I hear everything in the room that is going on, and sometimes I don't always tune in to one person, because there are a million other sounds. We're sitting in this room now, and I'm talking to you, but I can hear that clock, I can hear cars going past, I can hear everything that goes on.
Sam doesn't get any help at the moment, and one of the reasons for that is that through the regular channel, which is the NHS, there is actually nothing at all for people with Asperger's. We did ask our GP, she didn't find anything. I would love to have that couple Asperger therapy where we can both talk together and in turns, so I can learn more about his Asperger's, that we can discuss together, so that the therapy can help Sam feel more human and he's not left alone with all this information and emotion that he doesn't understand.
Like what you were saying, Celine, that I look at myself as being like a computer, and I sometimes look at other people as being the same way. When I'm explaining things like this to neurotypical people, I feel like I'm letting them into my little world, and in my little world, I'm the boss, as it were. So it's not frustration that you're seeing, it's actually excitement.
Sam Holmes and his wife Celine talking to our reporter Ita Duncan. Let's get some reaction to all this from Dr. Arlene Cassidy, who's Chief Executive of Autism Northern Ireland. Arlene, thanks very much for joining us on Good Morning Ulster. I mean, there's a broad range of conditions come under the autism umbrella. Asperger's, we were hearing about there. Would that be a fairly mild form of autism?
Good morning. I know a lot of people wince at that. Reference to Asperger's is mild. It's a different set of problems, and I think the best maybe way is just to say that autism, yes, it's a spectrum, but that's because it crosses the whole intellectual range, and therefore the conditions manifest themselves slightly differently with somebody who has sort of above sort of average IQ. To someone who maybe has other coexisting conditions such as learning disability or sensory issues, although across all of the spectrum as well. So very poignant interview.
Sam was really trying to give us an insight into his situation, wasn't he, which is extremely difficult, and he did very well, because really part of the problem is that the public finds it very hard to grasp what it actually means having one of these conditions.
Yeah, that's absolutely the thing that we struggle with, because autism is one of the hidden disabilities. You can't see it visually. People don't look different, and And they, individuals like Sam, expend a lot of energy in appearing normal. As you know, sort of there's a book called Pretending to Be Normal, and you know, so they intuitively develop a lot of strategies to help us to communicate with them. And the issue really is that, and I suppose that, like, April is Autism Awareness Month, so you know we should be focusing on it every month of the year, but it's timely that it's coming up now. But in your program, but it's about us. You know, this is the time for us making the bridges to people with autism, and you know, not judging a book by its cover, looking a wee bit deeper. Sometimes we're too quick to judge people, and you know, and there are helps out there. There are things that can help.
There's a feeling that we in Northern Ireland aren't doing enough for people with these conditions. What should we be doing that we're not, do you think?
Well, we were late starters with autism because the awareness didn't come to Northern Ireland until the 1990s, whereas you know, the voluntary sector in the rest of the UK and Ireland was, and Europe and the world was already established. And so in terms of adult services, we are still finding our way regarding that. The statutory sector are still finding their way regarding that. I know in England and Scotland, there are support groups for very active rights-based support groups, rather, for individuals with Asperger syndrome who, like Sam, are articulating their condition for themselves and helping us to understand the challenges that they have and that they're facing with everyday life. But if I could just maybe jump to the point of referral that this particular family are using our GPs, local GP, and there is a huge training need for GPs regarding autism. There needs to be an initiative to train those GPs in identifying, being more comfortable identifying and referring people with autism on to services. There aren't the services that we would love to see.
Okay, Arlene, we must leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us, Dr. Arlene Cassidy, who's Chief Executive of Autism Northern Ireland.